Welcome back to Music Muse, rated 10 out of 5 stars on iTunes by The Ghost of Michael Jackson. Today on the show, we have Noah Dressen, an upcoming melodic and lyrical rapper. So enjoy the listen, enjoy the episode, enjoy whatever you're doing while listening to the episode, and smack that follow button because I would love it if you could do that for us. So
we would both very much and appreciate that.
I would too.
Yeah, yeah. No, Noah would appreciate it. He would love it. So
I don't run it, but you know, these guys deserve a follow.
Hey, let's go.
So what's up, Noah? How's it going?
I'm good, you know. I got off work an hour ago. I'm happy about that. You know, I was supposed to be there till 8, but you know, I had more important things to do like this.
So I'm glad I took an hour and a half of work. Yeah, I'm glad we're
above work. Let's go. Let's hope your employer doesn't hear this.
It was a good day at work, though, so.
Hey. If you don't mind me asking, where do you work? Walmart? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't have to deal with any bad customers today, so.
Oh, that must be rare at Walmart.
I don't actually deal with a lot of bad customers. I've had, like, one customer. Like, I was cross-training to work up front, like registers and some stuff. And, like, one lady, like, there's like a register that you stand at, but like you only use it like in, like when someone has food stamps or something. And she like slams like a head of lettuce. That's it, down there. And she's like, ring this up for me. And like the lady I was like training with or whatever, she's like, oh, this register is only for like food stamps and stuff. You can go ring it up yourself. She's like, come on, just let me ring it up. And like my lady's like, we can't do that. And like she like muttered and swore under her breath and like really mad about it, but over a head of lettuce, and I just thought it was funny.
Just a whole head of lettuce.
It is a head of lettuce. All she had. Get over it.
It's like $1.22, and it's like, come on, just ring it up yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's too funny.
Other than that, I haven't had to deal with any bad customers. I know, like a customer, like swore, like not like directly at one of my coworkers, but like swore while talking to them, like. It's like you guys have to bad, and it's like,
oh shit,
jeez.
I work like
let me talk to the manager now,
right now.
All right, you'll probably have. We got a funny story or experience you have as one of the questions, so we'll probably hear more about Walmart later. But get into it.
Yeah, more about Walmart coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so make sure you listen to the entire episode.
If you're a big Walmart fan, you know?
Walmart connoisseur.
Walmart connoisseur.
A Walmart enjoyer.
You know? The average Walmart enjoyer. Oh, man. Let's go, cursed. All right. Yeah. Anyway, what is your intent behind your music, and what are you doing this for?
I've always grown up like loving music, you know, so I do it more for myself than anything. I feel like as an artist, you should do some of it for your fans, but like as a whole, it should be for yourself and for yourself only, you know. You shouldn't be doing this for anything but unless you enjoy it. You shouldn't be doing it for the money or anything. Like, money's an added bonus, but like you should be doing it because you enjoy it and love it. So I'm just like trying to like say how I feel. Like, the reason I started music was because like I first started, I was like not in the best place, but I use music as like a way to help myself, make myself feel better, and it's helped a lot. You know, I've made a lot of memories, made a lot of friends from this, and like it's just improved my life like a lot.
Sick, man.
Yeah,
that's really nice. You know, don't do it for
all the benefits. Don't go into it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, you start for you, and you start because you want to do it. And if people like it, that's amazing. And if people don't, that's fine too. You'll find the fan base like we were talking about before the podcast. Yeah. You just have to find that target audience. And then, you know,
there will always be an audience for every single niche. I guarantee you. Even if it's one person, there will still be an audience.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I remember like when I first started, I had a lot of haters, you know, on my SoundCloud. A comment just saying, yo, this is trash.
And people like, love to shit on small artists too, and like small YouTubers or whatnot, but
yeah,
you know,
it's like Ethan was saying, they don't understand how much you have to put into it.
Exactly. People are pretty ignorant most of the time, I'd say.
like no offense to, you know, everyone, but like, it's like coming
everyone
not everyone, but like just people who maybe don't think about how much work goes into stuff and they're quick to judge. It's like there's a lot that does go into it. So it's like when I listen to something and I'm like, oh, maybe I don't like this, I still appreciate what was put into it, right? So there we
yeah
go.
Yeah,
I always try to, like, when I find something I don't like, I always try to go back to it, like, see if it grows on me. A lot of time it does.
Of course. So what does, like, what actually sparked your decision to start rap in the first place?
Stems from a breakup, you know, like, girl broke up with me in eighth grade and that hurt me. So I'm like, oh, I've always liked listening to music, like, maybe if I, like, write how I feel, it'll help me make me feel better. And, like,
yeah,
it took me like a whole, like, year and a half to actually, like, start making music after I started writing. I was, like, writing for a year and a half. It wasn't, like, really that good, but it took me a year and a half to, like, actually start making music after that.
Yeah.
So it took me a while.
So it all stemmed from that breakup motivation. You gotta love it. You gotta love to see
it.
That's a common theme for artists, for sure.
There's, like, other factors into that, but, like, that was, like, the main
That was the driving factor.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I hope that girl doesn't, like, listen to this podcast, you know, because that'd be kind of awkward.
Hey, if you're listening, thank you for listening very much. And, you know, I appreciate the listen, but just don't take this next part
too
hard.
Just listen to the episodes, please.
It's okay. It's okay. Listen. Yeah, it's in the past. Forget about it.
It was grade 8, man.
Yeah. I'm still, like, me and that girl are, like, still cool to this day. It's been, like, 3 years, so it's like, not, and there's no bad blood between us.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, true. Yeah. All right, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine, you can go.
All right, so as a smaller artist, what are your current views on the industry, and what is it like trying to make a name for yourself in the current scene? That's kind of a two-parter, but...
I feel like nowadays a lot of it is like a lot of, like, people trying to come up, like, they try to ride trends, and I don't, like, necessarily agree with that. Like, I feel like yeah, you want to blow up, but like I said earlier, you should do it, like, with what you love, not, like, trying to, like, copy everyone else. If you want to blow up, I feel like the best way to blow up is, like, be yourself, because, like, you might blow up quickly by following trends, but it's not gonna, like, you're not gonna big for a long time. You'll just, like, die out, like a lot of other artists.
You're gonna burn yourself out too.
Yeah, I feel like, though, it's like, as an independent artist, it's kind of hard to, like, blow up, because, like, there's so many, like, other artists trying to blow up at the same time. It's like, you can be, like, super good. The way to blow up is by marketing. I feel like you can have, like, immense talent, but that doesn't matter if you can't, like, market it. You have to be able to market, like, really well, and I feel like that's hard for, like, smaller artists, because smaller artists don't have as big of a budget to market.
Yeah, and they don't have these big, you know, marketing teams that labels give to signed artists and stuff, and it's like, we can't
like, afford, like, billboards like Tyler the Creator and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's like, the way I've marketed, like, I want to be able to market better, but, like, the only marketing I've done is, like, on TikToks that, like, 1,000 views, maybe, like, 20 likes.
That's a way to start.
Of course.
We used to market all our stuff.
Yeah. TikTok.
And it's literally a free marketing tool.
Yeah.
Why not use it?
If you blow up on TikTok, it helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because there's so many people on the app. Like, I mean, YouTube's starting to kind of steal a thunder with YouTube Shorts, but that's a whole other conversation.
I've also used Instagram and Facebook ads to promote my stuff.
They've
done decently. Like, I'll, like, do, like, a promotion for like $30 for, like, a week or something, and I'll get a couple thousand views, a couple profile links or something, like, clicks. It's okay. You need to, like, put a lot more money in if you want to, like, get bigger.
Yeah, that's true.
I know I only have one source of income pretty much, and that's from my job. And I need money for other stuff too, so I can't like go all in on marketing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could, but I can't.
Yeah, no, that's fair. You can't spend every last dime in your pocket, which is it's fine. Yeah. One day. Someday you will drain the bank on marketing.
Put a couple grand into it.
Or Mike.
Yeah.
All right. So with only four singles out right now, you've managed to display sort of like a nice style of rap for yourself. You know, looking into the future, will we see more music in the same style? And if so, would you say it's an improvement compared to what you have out right now?
I would say 100% that it's an improvement. It's kind of the sort of the same stuff, but I feel like it's a little different at the same time. I've been like trying to work on different flows and just like make myself sound different, but still sort of the same at the same time. Cause like I like to like maintain like the same stuff I've been doing, but I feel like in the future, like I'll definitely like, try to switch it up a little bit, because I don't want to be like exact same throughout all my music. I want to like keep it fresh and keep it new. I also want to stick to the same stuff that helped me like become bigger, because I really like the style of music I've been making. I don't think I'll ever like up on like my lyrical music. I feel like I'm always going to incorporate the lyrics into my music, but I feel like I'll try like different types of beats and stuff to make it like sound different.
Yeah, no, that's definitely really true. I like how you're saying I'm gonna always have the lyrical component, and I'm gonna always have this is gonna be a constant throughout my music, because people will recognize that and they'll say, oh, I like how he has this in each one. And then when people hear that factor, they're gonna be, oh, it's no addressing.
it'll be like your
shtick.
Yeah, like I'm not saying I hate like people that aren't like lyrical rappers. Like I love like lots of rap, but I just feel like it's easy for me to make more lyrical rap compared to other types of rap.
Yeah, of course.
Fair enough.
Like whatever you do when you make music, it's like it's your own, you know. You can do what you want to do. You don't have to like, I don't have to make like non-lyrical music if I don't want to.
It's like don't put yourself in a box. Do whatever you want.
Yeah. I want to do this, I'll do this. Own music. I can control what I do.
Of course.
Yeah.
Let's like have a label breathing down my neck, tell me what to do.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So what sort of a memory you have that relates to your decision to eventually start music? Like maybe when you were like a kid or something, what's something like, oh, you were chilling in the car one day and you heard this song and you were like, I'm gonna do this, like something like that. Like what was the thing that made you go, ooh, let's do this?
So talk about two different things here. I have this vivid memory of I'm not saying this is the very first rap song I've ever listened to, but this is the first memory of a rap song I listened to. I remember I was going home from a town over. I was coming home with my parents, and the Love the Way You Lie by Eminem and Rihanna turned on.
Oh, like God, I love that song.
The first ever like rap song I've heard. It just made me love it.
Dude, I can totally relate to that, because that was the first song, like first like rap song I ever was like, oh, I'm going to start listening to like Eminem. Yeah. Or like, you know, an artist, or start following someone.
Yeah, cool. Eminem got me into rap, but like I don't listen to a lot of Eminem anymore, but yeah. he's like
he gets you into it, but then you kind of slowly grow away from him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I definitely feel that.
Yeah, and then like I remember like I was like I don't know, like I was like 9, 10, like younger. I remember, you guys remember the Slim Jesus in the song like Drill Time or whatever? You guys remember that song?
No.
It was like a stupid song back in 2016, and like everyone flamed him for it because he looked like a knockoff Eminem.
Oh, okay.
As you do.
And I remember I made like a diss track on him. Like I wrote like
diss track on him.
Yeah, like on this random rapper everyone was hating on, I made a diss track on him. It was like, I don't know. I just didn't like it. Like, I just went looking through the comments and everyone was saying it was trash and stuff. So I'm like, you know what?
Well, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
This random like guy, man. Oh boy, he doesn't know what's coming.
Yeah. Like, I wrote lyrics and it was like worst stuff ever, but like I was 9, so I thought I was like,
you were 9.
I didn't like,
you thought it was the shit.
Exactly how old I was like not like between 9 and 12, like that age range. I was like young.
Yeah.
My first vivid memory with like making music, even though like it was just lyrics.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's like one of my favorite stories when it comes to music.
Of course. The diss track story. I wonder if this guy knew he had 9-year-olds dropping diss tracks on him.
Dude, that's when you know it's time to stop. So yeah. It's time to hang up the towel.
Yeah.
That, oh, man. Great time. Sounds amazing. Yeah. All right. So what's a goal you're close to obtaining right now?
I guess
it could be music, it could be life related, you know, or both.
I feel like, I don't know. When it comes to like life, I got like personal fitness in school now. So I like, you just lift weights. I'm pretty close to, you know, hitting 135 on bench. So like,
oh, let's go!
Let's
go!
Yeah,
that's a pretty awesome goal. The best goal is 150 though. 150.
Yeah.
Okay, but like the ultimate one, 200. I'm just saying, 200 is like stupid hype, especially when you're with friends.
I feel like once you get like over your body weight, that's like good enough because like everyone has like different like. Like, you know, like someone's like 110, you know, like,
yeah, exactly,
like 200
if you can lift 220, that's awesome.
Like, crazy, yeah,
you know, everyone, that's where a lot of people get discouraged is they see a lot of like bodybuilders and they're like, I want to be like that right now, you know, and then they're kind of like, they kind of start to realize like, oh, I'm not really built for that quite yet, and then they get discouraged and then they stop working out. But
I hate like, you know, seeing people on TikTok like discouraging people like when they can't lift a certain weight. Cause I like saw,
I know.
Like, I saw like one TikTok like talking trash about people who couldn't like bench 2 plates or whatever, and like a dude stitched it and said, no matter where you start, it doesn't matter. You can always get like bigger and stuff. So it's like,
exactly.
I don't understand why you try to bring people down when they're just trying to better themselves.
Yeah.
Everyone start somewhere.
Yeah, no, I never really understood that kind of thing, like that, at least that kind of, like, shit talk, basically.
Yeah.
Of course. Like, if you, I got a friend in my life, he went from, grade 8, he went from 180 pounds, he's, like, 135 now. It was incredible to watch that transformation, because he just committed, and I told him, like, he asked me a little bit. He was like, where do I start? And I go, start with what you're comfortable with, and then just go from there. Just don't stop. That's the only thing you can do, is not stop.
Yeah.
Just start where you're comfortable and don't stop. That's my biggest advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Ethan, you'd probably say the same, yeah?
Oh, of course. Absolutely, yeah. Man. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you're looking at the weights in the corner of your room right now and you're wondering if you should pick them up, go for it. Start somewhere.
That's like a
that's some workout specific advice, by the way.
Yeah,
maybe, yeah, this not, maybe not just like, working out, vacuuming, and music.
maybe not the rest of like your life and stuff. Because if it's like, start where you're comfortable with music, it's like, no, go for something crazy off the bat.
Oh yeah, well, I mean it's definitely subjective. Yeah. But I mean, well, I guess that also kind of applies to music, because if you're nervous to do something really big, then, you know, maybe try starting where you're comfortable and then kind of working your way up.
Yeah.
Like from like bedroom music to like studio music to playing shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, do you think do you think the same philosophy applies to vacuuming, Max, or like?
I believe so, because if you know, you're looking at that vacuum, you're kind of going, you know, my room's kind of dirty. Probably go vacuum it, you know?
Oh,
God, that's such a stupid bit. We need to stop the vacuuming.
No, we need to talk more about vacuuming.
Yeah, no, for context, we had this one podcast. You should go, if you're listening and haven't listened to it, you should definitely go check it out. But it's one where we talk about like motivating stuff and we just say, go vacuum, bro. So Ethan's writing it down as we speak. He's writing down, we need to talk about more vacuuming. Exactly.
All vacuum right, anyway. The room, boys.
Yeah, vacuum the room. Yeah. If your room is dirty, go vacuum it right now. I don't care. Or, dude, if
there are clothes on your bed, fold them.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Go fold those clothes. Come on.
Of course.
Unless you're listening to the... Actually, you know what? Listen to the podcast while you fold your clothes. That's a good productive way to listen to the podcast.
Of course.
Or vacuum while listening to the podcast. I would say that would be my number one piece of advice in all of life. Vacuum while listening to the podcast. Trust me, it goes a lot quicker. And your room looks nice.
Of course.
All right, let's stop. This is getting ridiculous.
No more vacuum, bro. No more we vacuum. Said we wouldn't do this anymore. We said we were done with the vacuums.
Going for like 5 minutes on vacuums. Oh, man. All right. I'm good. I'll stop. Okay. We've reached our vacuum quota for this episode.
All right.
Hey, anyway, what's your biggest goal for 2022?
First going by like any goal, I just want to improve, but like you can't really like measure getting better, but I want to hit at least like 30,000 streams, so like triple my streams almost, but like 11,000 streams, so going from like 11,000 to like 30,000, that'd be like a big accomplishment to me. Also, I have a EP coming soon. So I want that like at least like hit 5,000 streams like by the end of like 2022, and it's like there's gonna be 5 songs, so that's like 1,000 per song, which isn't that like hard to hit. So,
yeah, that is 100% attainable, and you know what? To be honest,
especially if you promote it too.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Max, you know, we're rooting for you, listeners. Definitely rooting for you. Your fans rooting for you, bro. You got this. Come on.
Fans probably listening to the podcast, man.
Bring it home.
Yeah.
Interested.
You got this.
Yeah, I also hope to hit like a couple hundred monthly listeners too. That'd be great, because like right now I'm at like 20 monthly listeners. So, but it's probably because I haven't like released anything like a month now.
Yeah.
So, fair enough.
It's been like hard for me to like be able to make a lot of time for music. You know, like I have like. On Saturdays, sometimes I have free time to make music, you know, but like other stuff gets in the way, you know, like I have one free day of the week, you know, like I can't spend every single Saturday like,
that,
making music.
I feel like that.
I don't want to like sit in my like room all day. I got friends, you know.
Yeah.
You got friends, you got stuff to do, you know, chores, stuff to clean, you know.
Yeah. I wish I could, though, devote more time for music. That's why I can't wait for summer. I'm have a lot of free time. I'm gonna be working and making.
Get a
music.
Christmas break or no?
Yeah, it's like 13 or 14 days this year, which is like,
oh damn,
it's like that's a couple nice. Days extra. Other than basketball practice too, like I work on Sundays, and other than basketball practice and work on Sundays, like every other day I should be free to do stuff with making music.
Well, you gotta be in the right mindset for music too, though. So it's all subjective.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really hard. I'll have like days where I want to make music, but like I just like can't, like,
yeah,
I'm pumping myself up for it, but like I just like listen to a beat, I try writing over it. I just can't write sometimes. It's really, really sucks.
Yeah.
I get that same energy with school. Like when I want to like, I'll want to like do say like a like math stuff or whatever, and then I'll go to do it, and I'll just, my brain will resent it, and then I'll try to like go for a walk or do something physical and then come back, but if that doesn't work, I usually just put it off until the next day, which is why I like, you know, kind of leave a lot of days to study for myself.
Yeah,
makes sense.
But yeah, don't cram stuff. That's really stupid. Yeah. I've done it too many times to not learn from it.
That is fair. Some more good
advice
to
anyone who's still in school.
Some more good advice.
No, I'm kidding. I'll stop.
We have reached the vacuum limit for today.
The vacuum bag is full. Just stop.
Oh, man. All right. So coming off of that a bit, what is a funny story or experience you have for our listeners today?
Can be within the music scene, can be within Walmart, can be within vacuuming, you know.
All right. So it's like a week or two ago. I had to go to the bathroom at Walmart. So okay. I walk in the there's like two bathrooms at my Walmart.
Dude, Walmart bathrooms sound cursed.
And one in the front. So I usually go to the like bathroom in the back. So I go in there. I have to like take a shit. So like both the stalls are closed. Someone's in them. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go to the front. I walk in the bathroom. The bathroom like smells terrible. I open the one stall. There is shit smeared on like the toilet seat. Like it just smeared on it. Like someone had to put their like take their shit and put it on their hand and smear it on the seat.
That's so gross.
And I'm like, who does this?
Some fucking idiots who just hate people who work at Walmart, apparently.
I guess, like, I'm just,
bro, dude, I had
a breather after that.
I walked into like a Walmart bathroom one time, and bro, the same shit happened. But dude, someone took a shit in the urinal.
Oh,
it was geez. That was foul. I was like, bro, you don't. He either had to go super bad, or he just did it to fuck with the workers. I don't know.
Bro, what is wrong with these people?
I don't
people?
Know what's wrong with people. I've also gone to a gas station bathroom and seen a piece of shit stuck.
Bro, gas station, foul. It's expected. Maybe not Walmart, but you never know.
But
you
get weird. I mean, Walmart's like a step up from a gas station bathroom, so.
Bro, especially in American Walmarts. No offense to our American listeners,
American Walmarts are kind of cursed.
Some of you guys are wilding sometimes, not gonna lie.
Yeah, Southern Walmarts, whew. Those both different. And now for our final question. What
the
is a message?
Question for the day. You ready?
All right. Absolutely. Okay, gotta warm up. Warm up the hands. All right. What is a message of inspiration you have for everyone listening right now?
The big final piece to sum everything up. Give all our listeners a little bit of motivation for the day.
You have mostly been saying like throughout the whole episode, like be yourself. Like easiest way to do anything is be yourself. You know, it's much easier to like, in music, it's much easier to write about stuff that like relates to you instead of trying to fake like a persona. It's like when you try to be something other than yourself, you lose who you really are, and that's not good. When you're yourself, it makes everything easier, and you don't have to like try so hard to be something you're not. And I promise, like, it might help you like in the short run to like fake be something you're not, but in the long run, being yourself will ultimately help you the most. Whatever you want to do, unless you want to like get into a bar when you're not 21, but other than that, you know,
yeah, nothing illegal, guys. Come on,
of course.
Please, no, thank you.
unless you're using a fake ID, be yourself.
Well, make sure to take that one into consideration.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Choose a better last name than McLovin.
Yes, of course.
No, McLovin. McLovin, I think they'll just laugh at it and let you in. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. They'll just be like, yeah, you know what, this guy's hilarious, he's going in. Yeah. He took a big risk mating himself after McLovin.
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to go to a JPEG Mafia concert. You had to be over 18. And I was like talking to a group chat, and they're like, you know what, just fake your ID. It was in that scuba divers scuba babies Instagram a group chat.
Yeah,
I gotta thank a lot of my success to them guys. I wouldn't be where I am without them right now.
Yeah, if you want to know
man.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you want to know more about scuba diver, go listen to our episode with them.
Yeah, we have an episode with scuba diver. It's a great one. Very, very informative on the guy. He's really, really blowing up. So the episode's been getting a little bit of more traction recently because people are like, oh, I wanna see this interview.
This
so
guy?
If you want to check it out, go ahead. Scuba Diver's a great guy. We love that.
We love
that guy. We love that guy.
Awesome. Love him. No homo.
Yeah. those people, like, I'm really close with Logan Pitt from that group chat. He's my engineer for my music. You know, he makes his own music too, and he has really great music. So you should, if you're listening, you should check him out. His name's Logan Pitt with two T's at the end. He's good music.
Yes.
And, hit him up if you need engineering too.
All right. Well, yeah. If you're listening, go do that.
Yeah.
Check out Logan Pitt. Check Scuba out Diver Noah too. Dressin. Check out Scuba Diver. All three of them. Dynamic team.
Yeah.
Even though I'm pretty sure they don't work together, but that's fine.
I mean, I don't work with like Scuba Diver, but he, I don't know. I just like, he does his own thing a lot of the times, you know? So like, yeah. With his new projects he's making, you know, he's not going to have many features. So I get that.
But all right. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast today. It's been amazing to meet you. Amazing to, you know, hear your story, hear everything about you. I hope your fans are more informed on the kind of person you are and, you know, more engaged with you and stuff like that after hearing this. And I just want to thank everybody for coming out and listening to this episode. We love all our listeners. And we talked about the last episode, our Spotify Wrapped. So again, thank you guys. That's super sick. And
thank you to everyone who
listens, follows on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes. Rate us 5 stars. Once again, 5 stars. Thank you so much. And
we will be back. We will be back, guys. I promise.
Yes.
I promise. Me and Ethan won't be slacking any longer.
Not anymore.
I'm gonna start to get not as busy as I was before this year. So hopefully that should be good. Ethan, I don't know if you can say the same, but
yeah, I'll work on it. And make sure to check out Noah's music, Noah Dressin on Spotify. He's blowing up soon, EP dropping soon. Everything's gonna be perfect this time. Everything's gonna be great. Lots of big improvements coming. And thank you so much for listening again. Follow our Instagram, Music Muse Podcast, TikTok, Music Muse Podcast, YouTube, Music Muse Podcast, Spotify, Music Muse Podcast, everything. And we
will
see you in the next episode.
Bye, guys.
See you, guys.
Bye.
That is a wrap.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me, guys.